NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Ding Wenjing.
And I'm Wei Ronghuo. Today is Monday, the 28th of November, the 12th week of this term.
Here is a roundup of latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
The Chongshuang Reading Festival was held on the Confucius Square of CUC.
The festival was set to provide a platform for book lovers to share and exchange. Has it reached its point?
Shenzhou 11 return capsule touched down successfully. Astronauts Jing Haipeng and Chen Dong got off the capsule smoothly.
Safe and sound. 50-year-old Jing Haipeng and 37-year-old Chen Dong.
With the safe delivery of the Soyuz rocket, International Space Station welcomed Peggy Whiston, the oldest woman in space.
Well, actually, the micro-encapsulation experiment on orbit...
And comment on celebrities' fans and their family morality.
And welcome to today's commentary. This is the commentator Yan Chenxi.
And this is the commentator Yang Yunfei.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On November 17th, the 22nd Chongshuang Reading Festival was held on the Confucius Square of CUC. Activities including exchanging books and guessing riddles have brought participants both knowledge and enjoyment. Our correspondent Erica was there.
The festival was set to provide a platform for book lovers to share and exchange. Has it reached its point?
I think it is a very well-organized activity. I've donated two old books of mine, both filled with notes. They actually meant a lot to me, and I hesitated to give them away. But I think the point is to share, not only books but my notions when reading it. Plus, I get to obtain two books in return, so... I'm grateful for the opportunity to take part in this kind of activity, and I can't wait to begin my reading.
Now, with the accelerated development of internet and e-readers, many people have literally given up traditional reading. What are the motivations of the organizers to hold this kind of activity?
The internet surely is convenient and time-saving, but I think it is the development of the internet that caused people to value traditional reading, value printed books even more than 100 years ago. The original intention for us to hold these activities was to gather those printed book lovers and to tell them that they were not alone. And after seeing all these students taking part in our activities so enthusiastically, I am gratifying and now looking forward to our next move.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Erica. We can say that it is widely recognized that printed books will not be eliminated, at least not in decades, and activities like Chongshuang Reading Festival abound in our campus. Let's treasure the opportunity and enjoy ourselves at the same time.
On November the 19th, a memorial conference was successfully held in the auditorium of 400 people in order to celebrate the 18th anniversary of the Long March. During the conference, the audience listened to the experience from three old soldiers and asked some questions about their concerns. Our correspondent Grace was there.
During the conference, we listened to the song Si Du Chi Shui Chu Qi Bing and the experience of the old soldiers. What gave you the strongest impression?
I think the experiences told by three old soldiers impressed me most. After all, they are just the people who experienced the Long March themselves. From their words, we can feel the bravery and unity of the army. Also, the song Si Du Chi Shui Chu Qi Bing is one of the most favorite songs of my father. The performances sang it pretty good.
Most of the audience here are from different departments and associations. So do you think people can get the information and the spirit of the conference?
I think so. The spirits of the Long March are loyalty, bravery, persistence, and friendship. Facing the difficulties, what you should do is not flinch, but try to make over it. It's hard for us to imagine the hardness, but we can take these spirits as cherishes to help us achieve the dreams of ourselves, and furthermore, the country.
Thank you for your interviewing. We believe you can achieve your dream. That's all the information I've got here. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Race. When it comes to the Long March, President Xi Jinping has held it as a stately monument in the history of the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. It is the 18th anniversary of the Long March this year, and there are a series of activities on our campus. May you can learn useful things from the spirit of the Long March.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. On November 18th, the re-entry module of Shenzhou 11 landed safely at the expected site in center Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region at about 1 minute to 2 p.m. Beijing time. Astronauts Jing Haipeng and Chen Dong opened the capsule's hatch by themselves and managed to get off the capsule.
Safe and sound, 50-year-old Jing Haipeng and 37-year-old Chen Dong had finished their month-long mission in the Tiangong 2 space lab, completing the longest stay in space by Chinese astronauts.
This is Shenzhou 11. Landing was successful. Both 01 and 02 are in good condition.
Zhang Youxia, commander-in-chief of China's manned space program, announced that the Shenzhou 11 mission, which had lasted over a month, was a complete success, and the two astronauts were reported by the ground team to be in good condition. The two and the re-entry module would later be transferred to Beijing for further examinations.
On November the 18th, the National Ministry of Environment Protection made an announcement during a news briefing that China would work harder to handle the severe air pollution, especially the pollution in winter of northern China.
Beijing has announced new restrictions on high-emission vehicles to tackle air pollution. Next month, heavy polluters will be banned from the roads during severe smog alerts. The definition covers nearly 500,000 cars in the capital city, but those vehicles discharge 30% of air pollutants caused by emissions. And from February of next year, those vehicles will be banned from the road during workdays.
Zhao Yingming, Vice Minister of the Ministry, stated that although there were many objective factors that contributed to adverse weather condition, the main reason was the mass emissions of contaminant, which outstepped the environment's endurance to a great extent. He pointed out that we need to seek both temporary and permanent solutions to lower the pressure caused by pollution, so as to provide people with more security and convenience.
Okay, let's look at the international news. Astronaut Peggy Whiston had blasted off into space for her third mission to the International Space Station with the delivery of the Soyuz rocket. She is now the oldest woman in space.
Well, actually, the microencapsulation experiment on orbit was actually, from a crew member perspective, relatively simple. We just put in these canisters and activated them. And what we were doing is building these little, basically, bubbles.
Whiston was sent to ISS together with the Russian astronaut Oleg Novitsky and the French astronaut Thomas Pasquet. They three would break a series of records in the next 6 months. As for Whiston, she would become the first woman astronaut who has been to ISS for a second time. Besides, she has also broken the record for the oldest woman in space at the age of 56, and she would spend her 57th birthday in the ISS.
The Scottish and Welsh governments are to be allowed to have a say in the Supreme Court battle over how Brexit should be triggered. The government is appealing against a high court ruling that MPs must get a vote on triggering Article 50. The Supreme Court confirmed that Wales and Scotland's senior law officers will be allowed to take part in the appeal.
We're on our way to Brexit.
It's a subject usually reserved for politicians and economists, but now the story of Britain's departure from the European Union has been set to music.
UK Premier Theresa May said on Friday that work was on track to begin the formal press of Brexit by April. The court hearing is expected to start on December the 5th and will last 4 days, with a decision expected in the new year.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. The European Commission will invest 3 million euros to set up a research and innovation center in China as part of its efforts to deepen EU-China scientific and technological cooperation. The European Research and Innovation Center of Excellence is the first EC-funded center in China that focuses on research and development. It will be headquartered in Beijing and have networks in other cities on the mainland.
China's top economic planner has proved a high-speed rail project connecting Beijing's Tongzhou district, the new home to most city government agencies, and the industry city of Hangshan in the neighboring Hebei province. The project is a significant element of the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei Integrated Development Plan, as the infrastructure connectivity will be beneficial to regional economic growth and make full use of tourist resources along the route.
The month of the exhibition and sale of Chinese books is being held in Quito, Ecuador in November. Wang Kunming of the CPC Central Committee's Publicity Department and Raul Vallejo, Ecuador's Culture Minister, opened the book fair in Quito on Wednesday. The top Chinese and Ecuadorian cultural ambassadors said that the opening ceremony, they hope that the new Chinese books translated into Spanish will help cultivate a better understanding of Chinese culture, politics, and history among Ecuador's people.
The United Nations Marrakesh Climate Conference on Thursday adopted a proclamation calling for the highest political commitment and solidarity in the fight against climate change. This proclamation was issued to signal a shift towards a new era of implementation and action on climate and sustainable development. After 3 months' intensive construction, the renovated International Center has been put into use this month. On November the 7th, foreign students were able to move into it. The new dormitory has a great improvement on hardware facilities such as private bathrooms and the multifunction kitchen, which makes it much comfortable and convenient for foreign students to live in.
On November 18th, the 18th Qiyue Reciting Festival's final was held at the 1,500 People Hall. Wang Yubo and Li Zehua, coming from CUC, got the first prize. And the Yueyang Louji by Wang Yubo received the special Qiyue Award for the competitor's marvelous performance. The Qiyue Festival, which was first held in 1996, is a special reciting festival in memory of Qiyue, great artist and professor of CUC.
So, nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. Olivier Giroud scored an 89th-minute equalizer as Arsenal snatched a 1-1 draw at Manchester United despite being outplayed in a disappointing Premier League match between two English heavyweights on Saturday. In a rare attack by the visitors, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain reached the byline and crossed for his fellow substitute to head home at the far post.
Giroud brilliant in the air, gets up early, holds himself, he's got no chance there, powered past him. And Arsenal, from what has been a really abysmal performance, at the very least look like they're going to get a point.
He sent on Oxlade-Chamberlain, he sent on Olivier Giroud, and they've combined here. Much of this game, it looked like the same old story at Old Trafford for Arsenal. handshake at the end, nice to see between the two rival managers. Arsene Wenger, credit to him, two of his substitutes combined to equalise.
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's winless run in competitive meetings with rival coach Jose Mourinho extended to 14 matches, but the Frenchman will probably not be too concerned with that after seeing his side escape with a point. It was a flat and all too familiar performance by Arsenal at Old Trafford. The Gunners have not won at United in the league since September 2006, and they barely created a chance until Giroud's goal. It was a match tennis fans had all been waiting for, a movie scenario in the world of Novak Djokovic. The perfect ending was how Andy Murray put it.
Murray wins it all. He's champion of the Barclays ATP World Tour Finals. And he's created history by becoming only the 17th player in the history of the game to be crowned year-end world number one.
The number one ranking is really kind of what sort of everyone's been speaking about the last few weeks, so it was weird. It felt more like I was playing for that rather than trying to win this event, but yeah, it's obviously an amazing day today. Obviously very happy to come out with the win after a really long, long few months.
The two childhood friends looked in battle for the top spots of the finale of the year-end championships. After his 24th consecutive victory, 6-2-3, 6-2-4 in London on Sunday, Murray, who was the number one heading into the clash, is that man. He joined coach Ivan Lendl, boyhood idol Andre Agassi, and Djokovic in an exclusive panel of just 17 players to have held the year-end number one since the ranking system began in 1973. With his team's season already in a dangerous downhill spiral, coach Drive Georgia is ready to make changes. He's designed to get the Sacramento Kings steadily flying again. He'll see if they have any effects Sunday when Sacramento welcomes the Toronto Raptors, one of the few teams they've beaten this season. A new starting lineup is expected on the floor for the Kings at Golden One Center. George pointed to the switch to Friday after the Kings lost their fourth straight contest. A 121-115 decision to the Los Angeles Clippers. That wasn't all that close. Sacramento trailed by as many as 26 points in the first half and 20 early in the fourth quarter. Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton insecured the Formula One driver's title will be decided in the last race by winning a Brazilian Grand Prix on Sunday. The 31-year-old Briton secured his third straight victory and ninth for the season in treacherous conditions as heavy rain lashed the Interlagos circuit. Organizers ordered two stoppages and five safety cars before Hamilton finally crossed the line first, more than 3 hours after the race started. That's all for sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. A group of brave guys tried to surf in clouds these days. They dressed in fancy costumes and surfed in the air at the speed of 81 kilometers per hour on the Colwyn Mountain. These guys with big hearts were from an organization called the Flying Frenchies. Seeing from their pictures, they were more likely to be flying French chips. A player of Watchdog 2 posted a picture on Twitter. In this picture, his computer was opened at the page of Watch Dogs 2 and two dogs seated firmly in front of the screen. It was surely Watch 2 Dogs, Watch Dogs 2. Pikachu appeared in Singapore International Airport and won a round of applause. Performers dressed in costumes were lined up and went through the crowd in order. People there showed great interest. Actually, the thick crowd of people who were waving hands instantly reminds me of Train to Busan. In New Zealand, students performed haka dance to their teacher at graduation ceremony. They shake their limbs and bellies with thunder-like roars. The hall was filled with performing students, and the scene was actually terrifying. Teachers, though, claimed to be impressed. In which way were they impressed remained to be discussed. Barack Obama was getting closer to his retirement with each passing day. It seemed that Mr. President were not quite optimistic about his future. In a funny video about his retiring life, he was busy finding a job, which was reasonably tough at such age. He first phoned baseball team of Washington City for a position of coach. The phone was hung up. However, when he said his former experience was training his own daughters, what a worrying beginning. You must be unique to be the president of U.S. This saying was proved these days when a spoof photo of Trump was found. People staked Trump's mouth to the part where should be his eyes, finding no difference from his appearance at all. A disabled dog has one special care from his owner. Since it had only paddle, its owner made it a rubber one by 3D printer. After arming his tiny prosthesis, the dog seemed to be delighted in a great extent and was willing to play with other dogs. The owner even made it a Christmas-only paddle with tiny three-button on it. Susan Bennett, the dubbing speaker of Siri in Female Voice, has some interesting things to share in her life. Once she opened her door to find several kids giggling, neighbors said that you are Siri, but you don't sound like. She answered in the Siri voice, "What about now?" And the children were there to let out surprisingly applause. She finds it amused that people feel astonished when they first knew her. They weren't prepared to find a rare person behind his particular voice. That's all for entertainment. Let's move on to the commentary.
Hello and welcome to today's commentary. This is the commentator Yan Chenxi.
And this is the commentator Yang Yunfei.
Okay, let's focus on our topic today. We're going to discuss the complex relationship between one's pain and family. I'm sure that this makes you think of a familiar name.
Oh yeah, the one which occupied news searching charts for the whole week. I couldn't even see other current products on my screen. Candid photos showed that the famous national badminton player Lin Dan was obviously errant. Maybe my super dan has gone.
Sorry to hear that. While the dope itself was considered as an exciting flash news, we all know that this was no more but a sad family affair. The husband is solicitous and the wife has been cheated. Such things happen every now and then, common and pitiful. But it turned out soaring when exposed to the public. Those comments from netizens came to me just like, what?
Well, I totally understand your feelings. Sina Weibo put the message on the headline and sent it to everybody who used it. And Ling's name can be whispered by anyone. But I think it is unfair to my super dan. It is just his family affair. And it may be a barrier on his way to become an excellent player. And you know...
Yeah, I got that. I've seen some of the comments and I think that they've already got so far. Actually, you know, in our normal life, we are some people around us. There's some adults, they do have the same questions. But I know people sometimes gossip, but not like this. It's like a national comment party. everyone will offer some advice on what should he do or what should his wife reply. And actually they do have replied. At least it seems positive on the surface. And Lin was said that he confirmed that he was wrong and he was willing to shoulder his responsibilities as a man. And his wife, Xie, was also said that she had said that she had already forgiven Lin and they will walk together in the future. But, you know, this kind of thing is hard to say. They have very far way to go, and we can't comment on this, what's really happening or imagine and how they fight on this thing. And I just think that I wish that they will have a brighter future.
It reminds me of some other unfaithful famous persons, such as, you know, Chen He, and Wen Zhang, and Wang Baoqiang. And there are lots of similar affairs exposed on the internet these years.
And I think that Wang is a very good example. I think that he's about his divorce and his wives. And the third one, they really turned sour for months. I think that my whole summer day was covered with Wang Baoqiang's divorce. Because it involves so many things like property, loyalty, and the children. The medias, they make things more complicated. It makes people inconvenient. And even when we all losing interest for this kind of thing, social media still keep the word on the headline and make us look at it. I don't know why, but they think it just grab our attention and can help them make profit. Probably they're making this kind of gossip into commercialization.
Well, as we netizens, we pay more attention on whether he is a good athlete and whether he can gain more respect from others again.
That's actually a representative of creative thinking. But we should remember that Lin is a public figure. And as a celebrity, he should shoulder the responsibility of being a man and a good player. Because he should have this ability to balance these two things, fame and family. And I think that either of them appeared problems reveals that he may be just doing not good enough. And as we talk about respect, I think it's just a personal choice. You can choose to respect him. I mean, he indeed showed the potential to be even the world's best player. But it's the problem of the family ethic. I think the moral problem is a very, very big problem. And we normal people and celebrities all need to underscore it. So, after all, it's the diversity of opinions. And these opinions make us feel maybe edgy, annoyed, but after all, it's our own problem. You know, as our netizens, we can't judge from whether he's right or wrong, and whether his fame and his family will have any good or bad effects on us. Some news reports say that Lin has started his training again and he's getting ready for his next match. So if you really want to know the relationship between one's fame and family, I think we'll just wait and see. But it's obviously not just the problem on Lin Dan. There's so many celebrities and there's so many people, and we all have this relationship actually. We all have our career, we all have our works. Maybe it can't be a judge's fame, but it's also important to ourselves. So I think it's two different things, but they both are important and essential parts in our life. If the same thing just happened in your life, and what would you do? It varies from person to person. We can't just tell you the truth or some facts now. I mean, I can't give you exactly answers because we never know what we will become and we never know what will happen on ourselves. Lin is just an example. If we can't face this problem now, at least we will be a rational netizen to show our real and reasonable thoughts on some social hits, not just make this like daily gossip, like something that after dinner.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we should come more high quality.
So that's all for today, and see you next week. I'm Yan Chunxi.
And I am Yang Yufei.
Thank you, Yan Chenxi and Yang Yufei. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
With the coming of the first snowfall, the lowest temperature has fallen down below zero. Just grab your coat and keep warm. The winter is coming. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Ding Wenjing. See you.
And I'm Wei Rongguo. See you.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。